It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, September 11th, 2014. 13 years ago today, terrorist attacks in three locations took nearly 3,000 lives, destroying the World Trade Center in New York, heavily damaging the Pentagon just outside Washington, D.C., and causing the forced crash of a jetliner in rural Pennsylvania. It was the beginning of America's war on terror, a struggle that remains unresolved. September 11, 2001 joins a list of other dates that are indelibly burned into our collective consciousness. In my grandparents' time, it was the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month as the guns fell silent on November 11, 1918, ending the First World War, the Great War, the war that Woodrow Wilson hoped would end all wars. It didn't, of course. And my parents never forgot exactly where they were and what they were doing on December 7, 1941, when Pearl Harbor was bombed, plunging the country into the Second World War. Nor did they ever fail to recall April 12, 1945, when they learned that President Franklin Roosevelt had died suddenly, just weeks before the end of the conflict. For my generation, the date that lives in infamy is November 22, 1963. When President Kennedy was killed, and the illusion of Camelot suddenly dissolved as shots rang out on that awful day in Dallas. Among those who grieved JFK's tragic loss was Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., who was himself cut down by an assassin on April 4, 1968. Like September 11, 2001, these landmark dates all recount instances of disaster and heartbreak. But there are other dates that we should remember. Dates that record milestone events when humanity was at its best, such as March 26, 1953, when Dr. Jonas Salk announced the successful trial of his vaccine, which marked the beginning of the end of the scourge of polio, and December 1, 1955, in Montgomery, Alabama, when a determined little lady named Rosa Parks refused to sit in the back of the bus, and perhaps February 4, 1962, when entertainer Danny Thomas opened St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, which continues to save lives every day, or July 20th, 1969, when in fulfillment of President Kennedy's commitment to put a man on the moon, Neil Armstrong made that great leap for mankind, as well as November 9th, 1989, when after nearly three decades as a symbol of defiant aggression, the Berlin Wall began to topple, as if heeding President Reagan's impassioned plea, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall." And more recently, January 1, 2000, when irrational fears about what might happen as the clocks ticked past midnight evaporated and civilization moved forward into a new millennium. Every day is a gift and an opportunity to learn from the times when we walk in the valley of the shadow, so that in the words of Dr. King, we may one day ascend to the mountaintop. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 11th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.